First, just to take away all the confusion, the Rabbeinu B'chai is that the brought down at the beginning of Chai Yisara. Rabbeinu B'chai has a hakdama at the beginning of each parsha. For those not familiar, where he takes a pasuk, usually a mishlei, Kohelet, and he expounds upon it. And towards the end of the whole discussion, he relates that back into the parsha. The ma'amak I brought down is at the beginning of the tea, so we're not going to get to the parsha, but it was brought down parsha Sayyasar anyway. So somebody needs an outshop is coming when I say we're on the parsha. Rabbi Meyerowitz spoke this morning, and Rabbi Kolter said something in Yonah Diyoma. Or you could say over, if you want to say over this, but it's not directly on Pasha's told us, so I apologize. Okay, anyway, the Rabbeinu B'chai says, and Pasuk initially says, Erech Chayim L'mayla L'maskil L'mansur Mishol Mavim. Here, let's read it together. Shlomo Olav HaShalom Hodianu B'kan. Shlomo has taught us here, Ki HaMaskil, because the maskil, the wise man, ha-makir kunas olam hazeh, this wise man who recognizes the ways of olam hazeh shehu olam ha-hefzed, it's the world of hefzed, of loss, v'yodei orech chayim l'mayla. He knows orech chayim l'mayla, meaning olam ha-elyon nitzvi. He knows that there is life for olam hanitzvi. Val Cain, therefore, may siru masalik atzmo, he removes himself or abstains, be taivus olam haza, from the pleasures of this world, lo yasim enu keva. He doesn't make it into something that's permanent. Israel, that's what the pasuk means at the end of the pasuk when it says, the mansur mishol masa. That it's steered towards, takes them away from the ikur. Vamashal was that. What's the mashal? The mishador b'hiracha, someone who lives in a city. V'yodeya, he knows, she'en b'raso l'adarba el'adir esaray. He knows he's only living in this city for a small amount of time. Kivritzono machshavasa, because his real intent is l'leches alir acheres. He wants to go to another city. Sha'asub l'adarba adir eskeva. In that city, he's going to plant roots, and he's going to set himself up there. Ain't suffered, there's no shayla, there's no question. He's not going to be purchasing, acquiring fields, vineyards, you know, real estate, lokalim, b'chepte bayis, furniture, and other items for the house. He doesn't want to set himself up there. Cain HaMaskil, similarly this Maskil, this wise man, Hayodeya, he knows, Sheyesh Orechayim L'mayla, he knows that there is life in the next world, Olam HaNitzvi, Einu Mishkadel V'inin HaGuf Klav Olam HaZeh. So he doesn't invest in the matters of the Guf and the Gashmi Olam HaZeh, Kiyem B'Mokhrachim, unless it is absolutely necessary. And all those matters that he needs to prepare himself to serve Hashem. He can't withstand existence without these things. Those are the things he does. He knows Shalom Elyon Udiras Keva. He knows that the Olam Elyon is the place where it's permanent. Olam Azeinu El Udiras Haroi. And this world is only temporary. Lefish Olam Hazeh Hevelarik, because Olam Hazeh is Havolim, nothingness, Vein Roy Lamaskil Lasi Meno Iker, Kim Be'iras Hashem Yisparas, and a Maskil, it's not befitting that he should make anything Iker except Hashem, Yiras Hashem. The Kachistil Shlomo L'Shalom Esifro, that's why Shlomo Melech started off Hevel Havolim, Koheles, V'chosam, Amida Yiran, he ended off with Sof Dovar Kol Mishma, so Kim Yirah, the end of Koheles, he speaks about Yiras Hashem. That's his pshat in the pasuk. Or Yiyapirish HaKasif. Or he has another possibility, it's not in the Pasuk. Orech Chaim L'mayla L'maskil. Shiyadabir L'maskil V'omerlo. You should speak to the maskil and tell him, Asa HaMaskil, you, Mr. Maskil, you wise man, Da, you should know, Shiyesh L'cho Orech Chaim L'mayla. You should know that you have eternal life. And for this reason, because of this, sur mishol mata, abstain from pulling yourself down. Kiloma. Yesh lecha l'stalek menatayvus hagufnius. You should abstain from the pleasures of this, the physical pleasures. Kadesh tizke l'orechayim, in order that you should merit eternal life, asher l'mayla, which will be in Shemayim. Well, if he appears there, according to this second shot, Milas Sur Tzivoy, Lomikar. The word Sur is a command. The Yakosav Azhar V'tzivu L'maskil, the Pasuk is a warning and a command to the Maskil. Shem Yirtza Lizgo Tzalachayim Nitzchiyim, if he wants to merit eternal life, Sheyosem Etanugi Aguf Shumishol Matah. He should stay away and abstain from the pleasures of the goof, which will bring him down. So just to analyze the two pshatim. First pshat held that we're talking about the maskil, he knows that there's nitzchius, and therefore he stays away from gashmius. And the second pshat says that we're speaking to the maskil, and we tell him that you should know that if you want to get the Olam HaNitzchi, you make a tzivui to him. Stay away from the gashmius of this world. So I was just trying to analyze, you know, what's going on in the two pshatim over here. And lechora, it seems that the first shot not talking about a tzaddik, and the second shot talking about a rasha. We're talking about a maskil. Right? It's the same maskil. He starts off, the maskil in the second line, hamaket kunas lom hazeh shom hefzed. He knows that. So in the first shot, he knows it, and he therefore he stays away from the gashmius. Because it's aroi. And the second shot, we tell him, stay away from it because it's going to pull you down. So the only difference is, does he know it or do you tell him? So that the only difference between the first shot and the second shot should have been whether he knows it or is it tzivui. But in the second shot, he changes everything. He doesn't only just change that it's a tzivui. If it was the same thing, is it intuitive what you have to tell him? So in the second shot, it should be the tzivui. Tell him this marshal, l'misha dar b'rachas, yodei ashen diros v'lo d'bel diros aroi. You should tell him that you're in a temporary world. But in the second shot, he doesn't do that. It's like a whole different tzivui. Not to what the first shot said. So it seems that both things are true. A maskil knows that Olam Hazeh is a Dira Saroi, and it doesn't make sense to invest yourself too much in Olam Hazeh. It doesn't make sense. And that's what Shlomo was emphasizing. A maskil knows this. And the first shot would agree that when you talk to the maskil, you should give him this tzivui, but that's not what Shlomo was referring to in this pasuk. So which comes out that even a maskil who understands that Olam Hazeh is a mokam aroi, and he knows the marshal, Mishador Bir Achas, someone's coming to travel and just passing through, he doesn't invest his energies in purchasing furniture and fancy stuff. Oh, the taivas olam hazeh. It's just pointless. What are you doing that for? Even such a person needs the hasra, needs the tzivui, that if you do invest in that, then it's going to be a damage to you. You're not going to get the olam haba. It's going to be a detraction. It's going to take away from your olam hanitzvi. There's the first shot just saying, it's not roi. That's the Lashon uses. Vain roi. Lamaska lasis meno ikir. Kiyam b'yiras Hashem. It's not roi for you. Because that's serious, it's a roi. It's not roi because it's a roi. It's not appropriate. Because you want the ikir. So what are you investing yourself in that? The second pshat is you have to tell the maskil that it's going to pull you away. It's going to pull you away. It's going to hurt you. The shtel zakfar that even someone who is on the madrega of a maskil, who knows that olam hazeh is olam ahefset, and he knows the marshal that it's only a diras haroi. Ein sofei shlo yishtad alifno sham sodo sekromen v'lo kelen v'chepsi bias. Ein sofei, no question, he knows it 100%. Still, that person needs such a tzivui. I assume the hesber is because it can get confusing after a while. What's muchruch? You know, you can stop being more hesber. But then you hear the tzivui that it's mamish going to hurt you. So maybe you'd be more careful with making those decisions. The olam hazeh, the gashmis olam hazeh, could be very, very. It could become an allure. Even if you know that it's only diras haroi, even if you know that, you still need that chazara, that it's hurtful. I remember the Shmuz, I remember the Yeshiva speaking, and when Yeshiva used to speak about, he didn't want the guys who got married, didn't want them living in Kew Gardens. I'm not something against Kew Gardens, but he didn't want ever to live in Kew Gardens because of Abingdon Road and Beverly Road. He said that there are fancy houses, fancy cars. They live in Forest Hills. The houses were 2x2, small houses. They're very expensive houses. But, you know, live in an apartment. Once you expose yourself to the fancy cars and fancy homes, it's distracting. He was so worried about that. One of them told me that, or a Kinnerik told him, that He had a chaver who was married many years, and he felt he had to redo a lot of his house, and evidently there was some dispute. Should he do it? Shouldn't he do it? He felt he was building his house with Blat Gemara. It was costing him Blat Gemara I guess it cost him time, he was busy, and it cost him money, therefore he couldn't learn longer. And as we have to make decisions for ourselves as we go through life on what is, it could be a distraction. And we're not even talking about averis. You know, we're not talking, I presume, about, you know, tithes, which are, you know, yisurim. We're not even talking about that. We're just talking about kashit, you know, Too much gashmius, it could be a distraction. Aside from the fact that we don't even want to invest ourselves into things that we know, you know, I wouldn't want to invest myself into things that'd be distracting. I want to be involved in suffix. There's no suffix that he wants to be engaged in the things that are the ikker. But then, you know, unless he's constantly reminded that it could hurt you. He needs to have that also in mind, the tzivui, that a tzibur, to someone who understands that you're makom aroi, in suffix, it's no suffix that he's going to invest himself to the ikur, but even such a person needs that chazara. He's the tzibur, that it's not just a chazara, it's even more, that it's distracting. On his own, he knows that he shouldn't do it. But he needs to hear the tzibur that it could hurt you. And I know, I remember in Forest Hills, we were a little bit fortunate, because the yeshiva, there was no reason to be in the yeshiva, there was no gashmius, kemat, no gashmius. The Beis Medrash was down like in the basement. The guys would complain that the allergies and there were no windows and, the dining room was mamish, a quarter the size of the Beis Medrash for twice the amount of people. And, you couldn't fit the dining room. You couldn't have a lunch in the dining room for everyone at the same time. Baruch Hashem, they had such a dysfunctional system of serving the food that by the time the last person got the food, the first people were long gone. It was the only way you could make it into the dining room. It was perfect. The dysfunction and the lack of size was a perfect shidduch. And the dormitory, 7-8 guys in a room at times. And, it was past complaining. You couldn't complain. You can't go to the reshiva, And the reshiva was, and he would speak about the inyanim, you and yeshiva, that's the way it was. In a certain sense, when you have that orientation, it's much easier to go through life. The Yungalite got married, to live in a basement, wow, a fancy basement, you can't even say a one-bedroom basement. People lived in not one room basement, not one bedroom. One bedroom's a very fancy house. You have a bedroom and you have a living room. That's a fancy one. But so many of the chevra that I think that was one of the hallmarks of the yeshiva, that the reason why, they didn't go after, necessarily shidduchim that were, rich families. They didn't do that. I mean, at least in my day, they didn't do that. And people made it because they were able to get by with so little, because all these gashmiyistika things didn't have to get married and live in a two-bedroom apartment. They didn't have to do that. You could live, very pashtus. Walk and whatnot. You don't necessarily have a car. It wasn't so easy. I'm not saying it was easy, but just to, when a person at least goes into his life knowing that these things are not important, it's a derech haroi, and it could also be damaging. Okay, you have to know. Sometimes you do have to have a little some assets. It's okay. You have to know what's too much and what's not. Every person has to make that judgment for himself and consult if necessary. But if we keep this in mind, with Hashem, we go through life and we'll stay committed to the ikur and leave the aroi aside.